Good morning. Where there's smoke, there's fire, even when the fire is hundreds of miles away. Heavy smoke that looked like fog shrouded southeast New Mexico and West Texas Tuesday. The acrid smell had local residents wondering, where's the fire? Turns out, southern wind shifted to the north overnight and funneled smoke from massive wildfires raging out of control in northwestern Texas. Four people are dead following the large wildfire in the Texas Panhandle. Gray County officials say three of the men were trying to save cattle when flames killed them on Monday night. Amarillo Globe News reports a fourth man was found dead near his abandoned car in Lipscomb County. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Local fire officials said on Tuesday that the smoke, even from a distant fire, could be deadly, especially for those with any kind of COPD or other type of asthmatic or respiratory problems. Hobbs Fire Chief Manny Gomez advised those who were strongly affected to stay indoors.
Maintain and stay indoors pretty much careful not to be out there in the yard too long.
There was still a strong smoke presence on Tuesday midday. Hobbs Fire Chief Manny Gomez said he received information indicating that wildfire was only about 5% contained.
There was two fires that were about 100 miles apart that have exceeded combined over 100,000 acres and 77 square miles.
Gomez said that so far Lee County has not been asked to lend manpower or other resources to help fight the big blaze, but does stand ready to do so. New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez says state lawmakers' focus on meaningless bills, such as establishing the official state dance, may force her to call a special session. The Republican governor told KZR and Kix 103 News on Tuesday that she is disappointed in all of the state lawmakers.
They have two responsibilities by the Constitution, and that is to pass a balanced, responsible, reasonable budget. And the other one is to confirm any recommendations for regents, for the universities, and for the boards and commissions.
Governor Martinez is disappointed that the Democrat-led legislature presented her with a budget that asks for $150 million in tax increases for the families of New Mexico. Will she sign it?
I do not intend to sign the tax increases at all.
Instead, the governor plans to call a special legislative session for the legislators to address only the budget. She says that session will be sooner rather than later. In the meantime, the governor and her staff plan to look at possibly shutting down some state services and furloughing some state government employees until the budget crisis is fixed. I'm Dawn Morgan. You're up to date with KZR and Kix 103 News.